in Christ. Amen. Our meditation for this season of Epiphany relates to the beginning of Jesus' ministry, and the text of this time relate and show the glory of Christ, rays of glory appearing. So there were some disciples, those of John the Baptist, who saw Jesus, who saw him baptized, who heard the words of John the Baptist, "This is the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." Among these disciples was Andrew and Peter. Andrew had heard these words. Peter, for some reason, had not been present, and Andrew goes to call his brother. We hear of a number of names of disciples, and Jesus begins to choose his disciples. Perhaps at this time in our nation we would consider Jesus choosing his cabinet. We are in such a time, and Jesus chooses his disciples. What about these disciples? When Samuel was sent to call a king, he thought of the sons of Jesse, and he was told, "No, the Lord seeth not as man seeth." Here we have the Lord looking to choose disciples. There were several who followed him among the disciples of John, and one was Andrew, and he asked Jesus, "Where are you staying?" He has been one, and he wants to stay with Jesus. Now we find in the text before us three particular truths which we will briefly present. Jesus knows our inmost hearts. Jesus wins our deepest convictions. And Jesus promises us a glorious future. He knows our inmost heart. He's about to start. We're down at the Jordan. Start home for Galilee. And there is Philip. And he says to Philip, "Follow me." And Philip follows him. What has gone before, we are not told. But Philip and Nathanael from the city of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Andrew had already gone, but here is Philip now, who calls Nathanael and says, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." We have found that prophet. This is something then that causes Nathanael to say, "What good thing can come out of Nazareth?" If Jesus knew what Nathanael said, would he call him as an apostle? Jesus knew the inmost heart, and if Nathanael could make it, perhaps there are many among us who can make it called by Christ into the ministry in his church. How many are there who have in sophisticated manner today said something like that? "Can anything good come out of Fort Wayne?" Jesus knew the inmost hearts of men, and we can trust that in the training which we receive, he knows us, and Jesus will do for us what he did for his disciples in a period of training. We have not the opportunity to go with Jesus 3.5 years in his ministry, but we do have a similar training, and in his words, he is before us and leading us. He wins our deepest convictions. So it was with Andrew, who had heard, who had seen him, and was determined to follow, to become a disciple of Jesus, who had been a disciple of John before. Now, he called Nathanael, Andrew called Simon, and introduces him to Jesus, and Jesus again identifies Simon, gives him the name Cephas. This is a man of rock, a rock. Perhaps also with his impetuous character, this tells us something. Here is a man of lapidary inclinations. He will throw stones. He will throw words as stones at a moment's notice. Jesus knew Peter, and he made something of Peter, and it took a great deal to make something of Peter, as we know the history of Peter. He gained the conviction, the strong conviction of Peter for this cause. And so it was with Nathanael, who had said, "What good thing can come out of Nazareth?" To him he speaks, before Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said, "Behold, an Israelite, indeed in whom is no guile." What a compliment. If we could strive, an Israelite in whom is no guile. Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Now in the chapter we find the name Son of Man also, but Nathanael calls him Son of God and King of Israel. They're interesting terms at the beginning of the ministry of Christ. Son of God and King of Israel. Just exactly what conception, but there was a knowledge of Holy Scripture. It was the Holy Scripture in the background which they knew and compared and know, this is the Messiah. This is the Son of God. This is the King of Israel. He brings that kingdom which has been promised, and what a conviction is shown in that. Let us not be afraid of convictions. They are not popular today. There will be those who will say, "He has conviction," in a scornful manner. The Lord wins our convictions and promises here to his disciples a glorious future. And that is indeed one. "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe me? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." These words we hear again in the Sanhedrin before Pontius Pilate. Jesus indeed promises and declares himself to be such an one who will sit at the right hand of God, and to whom is given all power in heaven and in earth. He is our promise. He gains our love and conviction, and him we will follow in our lives. For his own sake, amen. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.